I'm going to close with this. This is something that I found. It's from a Lutheran pastor back in the 1600s. And this is what it says. My truest friend abides in heaven. On earth our friends are rare as few. The world, no proof to me, has given our friendship constant, firm, and true. And so my soul does here contend that Jesus is my truest friend. Well, I hope and pray that, I know you wouldn't be here. I'm pretty sure you all made a decision for Christ in your life. But people that are around us, are sometimes our family, even our kids, they need to know and learn how to say yes to Jesus and to have him in their life too, like we have. Now, Jesus said, in this world you're going to have trials and tribulation, but fear not, I've overcome the world. So we know that we're going to have challenges. We know we got situations. We have wars and rumors of war. And like I was telling my brother-in-law when he was had to give the surgeon, because they had a do not resuscitate order on him. And when he opened them up, he said, you know, you may or may not make it. So I said, Harry, I said, you've got a good relationship with the Lord. Yeah. I said, either way you win. Either you will be healed and you'll be able to continue in this life, in this world, or you'll be in the presence of God. Either way, you win. That's the hope that we have from our friend Jesus. So keep that in mind and share the faith and the hope with somebody today.